Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's longest-serving private airline company, Comair, has gone into liquidation. Comair operates the British Airways franchise here, along with low-cost carrier Kaluda.com, and has been in business rescue for the last 2 years. Earlier this year, it indicated it would need further funding to emerge from business rescue, and last week grounded its planes short of cash. A statement from the business rescue practitioners issued yesterday morning says they attempted to find further funding but were not successful. Therefore, they had to apply for liquidation. The decision removes about 40% of capacity from South Africa's skies and is likely to force airline prices up, also squeezing the recovery in the domestic tourism market. Mining output has fallen by nearly 15% in April, a contraction three times worse than forecast. The drop of 4.3% month-on-month in April compares with growth of 3.2% in March. Output in the sector now 7% lower than at the start of this year. Core problems: load shedding, floods in KZN, and Transnet's dysfunctional rail network. It is the industry's worst month since the start of the pandemic. Worth noting that earlier this week, ratings agency Moody's placed most of Transnet's credit ratings on review for a downgrade. Moody's says it's become increasingly concerned about how Transnet will manage billions due in bond repayments over the coming months. The markets have returned to downward mode, spooked by the imminent release of U.S. inflation numbers and a warning that the U.S. Federal Reserve could raise interest rates four times, each by 0.5%, before the end of the year. In New York, the Dow is down 2%, the S&P 500 2.4%, the Nasdaq down 2.8%, London's FTSE down 1.5%. Earlier, the JSE caught some of that, the All Share Index closing down 1.5%, the Top 40 down 1.6%. One big gainer, though, Mediclinic, on news it has rejected a £2 billion takeover offer from a consortium of Johan Rupert's investment arm Remgro and the Mediterranean Shipping Company. Mediclinic up 4.7% as investors bet that the consortium will be back with an improved offer. Tokyo this morning down 1.4%, Hong Kong down 0.2%, Sydney down 1.1%. The US dollar has firmed to 106 against the euro, but the rand's holding most of its recent gains, 1547 to the dollar, 1645 to the euro, 1933 to sterling. Gold at 1845, platinum 971, Bitcoin down slightly, 30,098. Brent crude oil also slightly easier, just over $122 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.